Some states have imposed limits on transgender athletes at the K through 12 or college level. North Carolina's Republican-controlled General Assembly appears poised to work out similar legislation in the coming weeks. Jason DeBruin has details.
19-year-old Kit Wiedenfeld grew up in rural northeastern North Carolina. His biological sex assigned at birth was female. In high school, he identified as neither male nor female, but rather as non-binary, an option he says felt safer. Once he got to North Carolina State University in Raleigh last fall, he felt he could be his true self and started looking into hormone replacement therapy, or HRT.
It was like my first or second week here. It kind of hit me like a brick, and I was like, oh my goodness, I would feel so much more comfortable identifying as a man.
A college freshman, Wiedenfeld says he couldn't be happier to start taking testosterone, or simply T, as many in the trans community say.
I'm re-falling in love with myself. Like, I'm a lot more happier with myself, and I didn't like to talk as much before because I didn't like the way that my voice sounds. And even though it's, like, cracky now, I like talking more, and sometimes I make myself laugh just to, like, hear myself. And it's just great, and I love the effects of it.
The decision to start HRT therapy did have at least one downside. Wiedenfeld played club rugby, but he now can't play on state's women's team because the USA Rugby governing body puts limits on testosterone levels for women's teams. If a proposed North Carolina bill becomes law, it would mean he might not be able to play on the men's team either.
So it would pretty much just limit me to co-ed sports, which there are not a lot of, and not many that I'm interested in. So
nationally and in North Carolina, conservative Republicans have pushed to ban transgender athletes from playing on their preferred teams. Supporters of these bills say they are necessary primarily to protect the integrity of women's sports. That's gained traction in part through Riley Gaines, a college swimmer known for criticizing the NCAA for allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete against her in a women's championship race. Gaines has spoken publicly, including at the Conservative Political Action Conference, where she was introduced by former President Donald Trump.
Basically, all I want to say is that it takes a brain and common sense and fifth grade biology level understanding to realize that this is blatantly unfair.
Advocacy groups and mental health experts say it's not so obvious. Dr. Michelle Forcier is a Brown University professor of pediatrics who specializes in gender, sexual, and reproductive health for adolescent youth. Forcier says these bans fail to take into account the science and practical experiences of transgender athletes.
And this ban is what it's intended to do is to demonize and exclude and to make invisible that whole larger group of kids who just want to play sports.
Testosterone is stronger than estrogen, and at the elite levels of sports could be seen as a performance enhancer. But at the high and middle school levels, there is such little difference that experts say there is no bearing on performance. Forcier says the intent has nothing to do with fairness in sports.
It's discrimination, and it's stigmatizing, and it's, again, telling them that they aren't a really valued member of our society and they can't play with other kids because they're different in a way that's bad and scary. And that's cruel. That's abusive.
Both the North Carolina House and Senate have passed similar bills to ban transgender athletes from their preferred teams, signaling they will likely work out a compromise this session. Wiedenfeld, the NC State student, says that's disappointing. But even so, it wouldn't change his mind to begin hormone therapy.
Every trans person thinks about, like, is it worth it? And it is. It is really worth it. It's changed my life for the better. And I can't imagine, a life where I never took HRT and I was just sad forever thinking that, like, I was some, as, you know, society puts it, like a mistake.
At the federal level, the Biden administration has proposed a rule that allows for some restrictions on transgender athletes. But it doesn't allow schools to categorically ban transgender athletes from participating in sports of their preferred gender. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.